This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is back in Washington after cutting short his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with no new agreement signed. As AP's Warren Levinson reports, Mr. Trump walked away from the deal on the second day of the summit in Hanoi.
The president says the talks fell apart over Kim's insistence on full sanctions relief in exchange for partial denuclearization.
We couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that.
North Korea's foreign minister says that's not so.
If the United States removes partial sanctions,
Ri Yong-ho spoke through a translator.
We will permanently and completely dismantle all the nuclear material production facilities in the Nyongbin area.
Ri said at a hastily scheduled news conference that the North was also ready to offer a permanent halt to nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile testing, and that that opportunity may not come again. I'm Warren Levinson.
The U.S. government is offering a $1 million reward for the capture of the son of Osama bin Laden, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. forces in 2011, but his son has vowed to avenge his death and is considered a growing leader in the al-Qaeda terrorist group. The State Department's offering a $1 million bounty for help leading to the capture of Hamza bin Laden wherever he is. Hamza bin Laden was named a specially designated global terrorist 2 years ago and has released video and audio messages calling for violent attacks against the United States and its allies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States won a World Trade Organization ruling Thursday that China subsidized its wheat and rice producers too much in recent years. The U.S. claimed that China paid its farmers nearly $100 billion more than WTO rules allow, creating an incentive to grow more wheat and rice, thus undercutting global prices for the grains. This is VOA News.